What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast.
Episode 3.
No. I think it's 468 or 69. I think it's 69. Really?
Nice.
I don't know.
Maybe that's just numbers stuck in my head for some weird reason, but I'm almost positive it's 69.
Well, today we're going to act like it's 69. We're going to get nasty. We're going to share some really nasty shit. We're going to get
a Do you remember? I probably shouldn't say this story, but we had a friend whose aunt worked with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think we've told this story on the podcast before.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was a makeup artist on an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, and he said, "Hey, Julie, let me know when you want to try 72 sometime." And she was like, "72? What's 72? And he said, "It's like 69, except I stick four fingers in your butthole."
Does that make sense? Shouldn't it be 73? No?
69, 70, 71, 72. Oh, it should be 73.
Oh, and he was the governor.
The debate's still out. And, you know, he's so buff. He works those fingers. Those things are like Bavarian sausages.
Yeah,
you know,
you don't want that in there.
I hope it was 3 and not 4, because every finger at that level is like agonizing.
Yeah, each one is like
exponentially. Yeah. It's like the difference between Terminator 3 and Terminator 4.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, big difference.
And when he takes him out, it's like salvation.
And you wish you were...
When he pulls him out, that's total recall.
Well, and after it happens, you wish you had played Genesis instead. That wasn't a very good movie.
Yeah, you know what? This theme song.
Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides... Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be lonely horseman, lonely horseman.
But for now we're back in this forest. You know, we called this home for so many years. Well, and these hollowed woods.
It's kind of like a liminal space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is it's an area, you're only there during transition phases.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of permanent.
Exactly. Is it a real forest or is it a place that exists in our minds where we may rest before we bound to the next chapter? That's the podcast question of the week, actually.
Wow. That's the latest episode of Black Mirror, actually.
Yeah. You know,
this is the first thing we filmed in our new studio.
Yep.
And I mean, how fitting is it? This is the third.
Well, I guess the cat's out of the bag now. We got a new studio.
We have a new studio.
Yeah.
You glazed over that.
Sorry. We're in our new studio right now. And
this is it. Nothing really else here.
Smaller, darker, yep. Less lights.
Yeah. This is the most we could do with it.
Yeah.
Really.
Let's talk about moving. We've been moving. You know, we haven't been very active online for the past 30 days. We've been real busy offline with this massive move that we've been doing.
Yeah.
Breaking down the old studio, which we were at for 9 years.
Yeah.
Which is a damn decade.
Yeah, almost a decade.
And we were in that same complex at the studio before that. We just moved, you know, offices last time. So I feel like I spent
12 years in that parking lot.
Which
9 years in that studio.
Yeah. You know, like, that's like a third of my more than a third of my life I spent working there.
In that same area.
And like when I handed the keys over on Friday, I was like a little sad. I'm like, this is,
you know what?
This is it.
Let me tell you, people I had never talked to for almost a decade came out of the woodworks to wish us goodbye. Yeah.
Really?
People from all over were like, oh, you guys are moving, huh?
And it's
like,
that we work near
it. We're moving. And they'd be like, okay, so I guess we won't see you out here filming in the parking lot. Guess we won't hear screaming coming through the walls anymore.
Yeah, and it's so funny because I'll speak for myself, I guess. I assume, what the hell? What is this stupid ass thing?
The ghost of Bishan. A light. I'm going to go fix that.
Fix it.
Okay.
I'm going to go fix
the color. I'll explain this. Next thing. I'm just speaking for myself. What is happening?
Oh my God, we're haunted.
We shouldn't have called.
We're haunted.
I'm going to fix both those.
Okay. Another thing happened right before. Wow. Okay.
All right. I got some bad vibes here.
Yeah.
Somebody anyway,
can tell us there's a ghost.
So, yeah, we were told there was a ghost. Nice. So, no, I was just under the assumption for years that all the businesses around us hated us.
Right.
And so we move out, and then all these guys are like, "Oh, we're gonna miss seeing what you guys are up to."
Well, you know, like, where we were was not made for having a studio.
Yeah,
it wasn't. And no. You know, there was a guy who made tombstones next to us, so I never talked to you, saw all the time.
Yeah,
he was bummed. It was really nice actually to see everyone, like these like bro construction workers came out to us and like, "Hey, you know what? We always love seeing you guys in those tights and with the makeup all over." It was really funny.
Really? They said that?
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, you never know what you're going to get with you guys, and we always enjoyed it. So, you know, we're sorry to see you go. I don't know. It was funny. Like, you know, everyone just kind of, I thought they were giving us like sideways, like, "What the fuck is happening?"
Yeah.
Glances. But, yeah. But no, I guess they were.
Yeah, I just assumed they were all over it. Just, no, get out of here.
Yeah.
How funny. At our first office, it seemed that way.
Yeah. Our actual neighbor was like, "You know, I will miss you guys yelling fuck really loud, you know, 8 times in a row." And he's like, "It sounds like I'm joking, but I'm not." And I told my new staff, like, you know, if you hear screaming, ignore it. That's just them filming. And then I realized, like, you guys could actually probably murder someone, and I would never call anyone because I would just think you were just filming a video.
Yeah.
The best place to murder somebody is in a movie studio.
That's totally true.
Yeah. As we learned, I mean, this is going back a ways, but I remember we had this discussion when we filmed with Rooster Teeth back in 2010 because we were out in a field pretending to bury a body for a video we did, and a dude with fully armed guy with a cowboy hat holding a gun came out and said, "I just want to make sure what's going on out here." And we're like, "Oh, we're burying a fake body. It's for this video." And he went, "Oh, for a video. Well, you guys have fun. Y'all have a great night." I mean, he couldn't have been more happy. And it's like, so all you have to do is set up some cameras and then you could bury whatever you want.
Because in their mind, why would you film evidence? Yeah. So you just have a camera there doing nothing.
It's the perfect crime.
It's the, wow.
So now
we cracked
now
the code.
Know. Yeah.
If OJ had a camera, he would have got away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now he's in jail.
Wait, OJ did get away with it. Shit.
Oh.
And he's not in jail anymore, right?
He didn't get away. I don't remember how that panned out, but I think he got busted.
Somebody got away with it.
Someone's in jail.
Yeah, so moving out of the old place is a little bit sad after a decade. What was your favorite memory now that we're gone? Sum it all up. What was the best moment, all-time best moment of the last studio?
All-time best moment. Oh man, there's a lot. Well, I want to say, let me just get this out of the way. I recorded a little video on the way out. There was one night no one else was there, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a little video, kind of like looking around. Mm-hmm. You know, I get nostalgic.
I did the same thing. I get sappy.
I
did that.
All right, whatever. So I kind of did that, and but I am barred from uploading to my YouTube channel, so I can't upload it.
Why?
I'll talk about it another day. I cannot talk about it today. There will be a funny story, but not today. There will be a funny story later.
Oh,
I want to know the story.
Yeah. Well, you will laugh today. They will laugh later.
Well, don't worry, guys. I can still upload to my personal channel. So
yeah.
Dunson Chexton 2 is in the works.
So don't worry about that. But anyway.
The best thing is I filmed that same video.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I didn't notice that you did that. But I filmed videos of just like it being empty.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to upload it. And what the fuck are you going to do about it?
Well, you're not going to have my insight.
Okay. I'm sure.
I got some insight.
Okay.
Sorry, Spielberg.
But you know, when I was doing the same thing, I was just filming like each wall of like, you know, this being empty. And it's like, you know, it's just like right now I'm looking at a purple wall, but like our arcade set, we had a Christmas cast here. We did so much here. And like, man, it's so weird that it's just gone.
Yeah, I didn't go into that bullshit. Mine's cooler.
Unavailable.
Mine's the creepy stuff.
If you ever see it, man,
you're going to be just blown away.
I was so proud of myself. So I filmed a video that I uploaded to my personal channel. It's called Pulp Fiction, What Was in the Briefcase or Whatever. And,
oh, yeah.
It's just me going through the studio and I open up a briefcase with a light inside of it. And it was just that Bill Dan's VHS fishing bloopers.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm going to leave this in here for the new tenants. Like, that's like a funny thing to find, like a briefcase, what's inside this? And so I did the walkthrough and with the people and then the new tenant when we were going through it. And like, I was about to leave and the guy's like, 1 second. You left your briefcase with your dumb VHS in here.
That's like, cool.
Oh, well, that was a gift.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a gift for you, sir. Okay.
The spirit of comedy has officially left the building. Who took over? Do you know what business they do?
I do.
What's
but
their
I mean,
business? What industry are they in?
Sign making.
Oh, that's boring as fuck.
Well, he walked into our office set and he saw the Friend Dimension painting.
Yeah.
Like, this is really cool. We're going to paint over all of this because I can't have pink in my office. Okay.
And I can't have them in my signs either.
Okay, no pink. Should have gone with the green like we were thinking about, but oh well.
Should have gone with poop brown, you know. Manly.
Man, so it's color. Nice to know that our office is in good hands.
Yeah.
Well, this new place is a lot better. I'm sure I'm sure over time all the viewers out there will get to see all the nooks and crannies.
This place get some more looks soon. The amount of work that we have put into this place is mind-boggling. Like hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, just to get back to kind of why we've been inactive online. We've been just refurbishing this place. There was apparently some sort of art collective, or as our new landlord put it, a couple of guys who thought they were artists who graffitied all over this place. We have a green screen here, but it had a bunch of holes in it. The carpet was ripped up. It just this place was kind of like a dump.
Yeah,
but,
and honestly, some of these things, like, thank God for Garrett. Like, him, like, being able to, like, oh, I'll wire this correctly. And, like, he just, like, takes things apart and is, like, wiring. Like, so, like, it's mind-boggling the things that he can do. I can't do this stuff, but...
So, yeah, it's been like 4 weeks of really working hard, fixing this place up. I'd say it's like...
It's we're almost here.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, things are looking
great.
Almost back
to 100%.
Yeah, and then I just last week, I mean, we were all scrambling to get out of the old studio. But then just last week, right at the tail end of that, I flew out to Kinda Funny. I taped some shows with Kinda Funny. And then I ended up Kinda Dead. Because I avoided the flu this whole season, and then I found myself sitting in the airport surrounded by coughing people, and I was like, "Why did I do this? Why did I?"
And
do this?
Airplanes too. You're in like a
You're
basically in a test tube full of virus.
Yes, and sure enough, I mean, it was just like, well, yep. And so I've been out for days since then. This is the first time I'm kind of walking around. I don't feel sick anymore, but when you haven't moved in many days, it's a little like
I heard a news story. Maybe this involves you because it wasn't clear. There was a couple on a plane that got caught having sex.
Whoa.
On the plane.
Whoa.
Yikes,
I don't know if Rocco was on this flight. Well, no, but seriously.
I thought I caught the flu. What?
That could go so bad if you continue down the path of that joke.
Yeah, Rocco.
Seriously, though, this couple was caught having sex on a plane. Where would you have sex on a plane?
The bathroom.
The bathroom.
The cockpit.
Cockpit. Kevin and Rocco are saying cockpit.
Where's the black box?
That seems dangerous.
Where's the black box?
I would say, it's got to be.
First class.
It's got to be.
Why do you think they call it first class?
The bathroom. There's no other real option that I could think of.
Well, these two people found an option.
Well, they got caught, so it wasn't a good option.
Yeah.
Their seat.
In their seat.
They were having sex just in their seat.
That's like
just in their seat.
That's like a major crime.
No, yeah, it was. They like landed the plane, and I'm pretty sure they both got arrested.
Cool.
I mean, was she sitting on top of him?
You know what? The article pissed me off. It didn't go into any dirty dog details.
Well, yeah, you need that.
I wanted to know, like, all right, hey, I don't want to be a pervert or a creep, but what was going on?
Well, because that's the thing is like. If she's like bent over the seats and he's like railing her,
is she like you know? Is she holding the seat in front?
Right. I don't. Or was it?
Or
that to me is like I want everyone to see.
Did they put the arms up and he's
and it's kind of just like a
diving in,
like a situation, just like almost kind of
side.
Or are they subtle? Yeah. Is it subtle? You know, one of them slipped the booty out and just go ahead.
Or I'm gonna. This is a risky thing here, but I'm gonna go out on a limb. What if the article writer is one of those prude like dorky people.
Yeah,
that,
oh, I hate
like,
those kind
like
of people.
Maybe all that happened was, you know, she used her hand on him a little bit, but that this
yeah,
but
she
this
whistled
was like, no, that's
sex. Exposed dick.
That's sex. You know yeah. what I mean? So maybe it really wasn't a big
yeah,
thing.
Like he
because who hasn't done a hand
yeah,
thing on a,
you know, like he exposed one yeah. nut and she sneezed on it and the
yeah, you know,
and the author's like they were having intercourse.
You know what I mean? Because remember that dude got caught jerking it in the library. And that one investigative reporter on the news is like, oh, I saw you were having some sex in the library. And
yeah,
it's like,
sex with himself.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I mean.
You kept saying you were having yeah. sex with yourself in the library. It's like, yeah. that is the most grotesque way to describe masturbation.
I mean, she's jerking in the library, make no mistake.
No.
Let's verbalize it a little better. I don't know. But anyway, so it could be that. I'm willing to say maybe the reporter didn't. Maybe they withheld the details because they knew it was lame.
Yeah. Well,
you know, someone just got a little rub.
I don't know if anybody out there has more details on this incident, but yeah, they were having sex in their own row. And the last thing about this article, they had met each other on the flight.
Whoa!
Okay, that's cool.
They didn't
that's
even know
wow.
each other.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Now I like the story.
Yeah, the story's cool.
See, what is it cool because it gives hope to like all horny guys out there?
To me,
no, it's no, just
like,
I
just like
if you sit next to the right woman, you never know.
Well, it just makes it, you know, makes flying tolerable. You know,
to me, it's like, dude, these people, like that's crazy. How does it escalate so quickly, so fast? Yeah. That is wow.
I feel like if you're sitting with your girlfriend on a flight, you're thinking, well, no way we're having sex because you know that's illegal. I could go to jail. But when it's with a stranger and, you know, the clock is ticking, like, well, if the stranger leaves, then the opportunity for sex is gone. So, you know, you start doing the math in your head, like, how illegal is this?
You still think you'd tell a stranger, hey, meet me in the bathroom. You still think you would go, you know.
I
know.
Just think you would go, hey, so where are you going when the plane lands? well, I am
Let's
going
find
to this location.
House.
I will go with you.
I'll
all
see
right.
you there.
I would go that route.
Couldn't wait.
That way you don't. That way you can take all your time. You don't have to worry about, oh, put the tray tables up, you know.
Anyways, stories about That's flights.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah.
What else happened this week?
I want to go back to, we talked about getting out of the studio, the old studio.
Oh, okay, all right.
But I kind of glossed over that. I was saying we filmed a little video and you talked.
Yeah.
But going back to what you asked, our favorite memory.
Oh, right. Favorite all-time moment from the last studio.
From the old studio. I have a couple just in mind. I don't know if any of these are the best, but
okay.
I really enjoyed when John St. John...
Oh, yeah,
Duke Nukem. We found out he didn't live super far from us, so when we were doing a video about, when we did our Doug Huggum video,
Classic.
And we wanted a cameo from him, he was like, I'll come down to your studio. That was really cool. That was one of the few times we actually had a celebrity guest come down to us. And so that was really cool. I enjoyed shooting with him. I enjoyed, I'm trying to think. I mean, honestly, all the Christmas casts. It was fun. Maybe by the end they weren't my favorite memories, but having everyone there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was pretty cool. I liked the first time we ever shot in there. You know, at that time, I remember when we first got that studio, we were finishing version 3, and it's like, shit, we need like some kind of warehouse or headquarters to have this little final confrontation with Sean and Tony. And we don't know where to have that, but it was like we moved in there and it was like, well, now we got a whole empty warehouse. So that worked out really cool. And it was, I couldn't believe that place was ours, you know. I don't know.
I really enjoyed filming Just Dance Christmas Rap when we had like the go-go dancers come down.
Because
we kind of built it into this really nice set and we had these
cool.
professional dancers. And it just seemed like, we're making cool stuff here.
Yeah.
I also... I don't know, but I really enjoyed doing our Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Weird, you know, like live Ghostbusters filming thing where
we
kind of blended ourselves into the set. That was really creative, and I thought that was really fun. And filming Snakey Snacks and all the Aquabats stuff there.
Yeah.
That was really cool, too.
All the Aquabats stuff there was really cool, yeah.
Sean, what about you?
I don't know. You know, I was just thinking, like, that really was the first, I mean, the first one especially, but they were our clubhouse, and it is really weird that they're gone. But we filmed this one, what was that one? It was Splinter Cell? It was like, I was a Russian, Yeah, was that Splinter Cell?
I think so.
Like we had the lasers with the baby powder.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
I loved filming that video. That was so cool. And that was like we were filming there like at like, you know, 2 a.m. It was super late filming. I don't know. That was it was a good time.
And notice all of these that we're mentioning are specifically things we shot typically in winter.
Mm.
And there is a reason for that.
What's that?
Because anything you filmed that wasn't in the dead of winter was 1,000 degrees because that place had no AC.
No AC, no ventilation. And actually, the only vents they had, these two little awful vents.
Yeah.
They made noise. Every time I turned around, went boom, 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 boom.
Clog them up.
So we had to put a shirt inside of those things so they wouldn't make a noise. So there's no ventilation.
Yeah.
Sorry, sign guy. I didn't tell you about that.
No, we did not.
We sabotaged the
vents.
Doing
the merch, you know, Kevin can attest, like, in the summer, it's like, I mean, I think it was, like, pushing 110, 115 up there because it was so
hot. Yeah, that was
hot. Terrible.
You'd see Kevin, like, shirtless, like, fucking throwing
You'd see his six-pack.
There were times I was doing merch just in my boxers.
His big pecs.
I was too hot to do anything.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you should have seen when I did merch back in when it was my bedroom.
Oh, what?
Back in those days? Yeah, you wouldn't.
I heard you're having sex with yourself.
Yeah, well, I guess it's kind of.
This new place has air conditioning.
Yeah,
it does. Air conditioning, guys.
Yeah.
So, holy shit.
Yeah, oh my gosh. You name it. If AC is too big of a commitment, there's even like fans.
Yeah, fans.
We even got fans going on.
All kinds of stuff. I mean, in this forest.
Right.
It's breezy in this forest. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Said that we filmed a... We're still working on a lot of stuff, and Rocco filmed a video a couple weeks ago. Was that a couple weeks ago? I'm just kind of showing off the new place just a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's improved drastically since then.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for you guys to see that. Just a little taste of what we're...
Hopefully have a little preview video coming soon, but let you know we're still alive, as if this wasn't good enough.
Still alive...
it's like the
portal. Yeah.
What's your favorite Joko song, Kevin?
I recently watched. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
I recently watched our Games Alive podcast.
Yeah.
Video.
Oh, okay.
Because it's in every year. This is something I do. I don't know if you do it, but every January. Well, it's February now, but at the beginning of the year, I always like to go back and look at what we've made over the course of the last year.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think, personally, I think that was my favorite video we made last year.
Really?
Yeah, I think that was my...
The Games Alive podcast.
Yeah,
And what's funny is it was kind of poorly received when we first put it out. I felt like...
I don't think it was... I think it was just... It wasn't a huge hit, but I think our fans liked it.
I think... You know what it
wasn't
was?
A huge hit.
I think it was... Yeah, I think our fans really... like, our hardcore fans... really liked it, but I think at the time I was really proud of it, and it was clouded a little bit by the this is a Red Letter Media ripoff stuff, you know, that was at that time.
Yeah.
It was like, so I kind of didn't look at any other feedback, but later I think I
that's what I remember too. People were just basically saying like, you ripped off Red Letter Media, you guys suck, you're not original anymore. And it's just like, wow, a lot of negativity for this video.
Yeah.
But now the time has passed. I went back. I was like, that was a really funny video.
Yeah, I really like that video.
I think that was my favorite video we made last year.
I think that was the funny. I think if I had to, you know, if I'm just patting myself on the back.
Go ahead.
Ourselves.
You deserve it.
I think that was our funniest video last year. That was my pick. I might pick Fumito Ueda's Madden 2018 as my favorite video,
sure.
But I'm not going to say that was the funniest.
Why was that your favorite?
I love Ueda's games so much. We got him in the video, so obviously that was a huge honor. And it nailed the tone and all the cliches of those games, all the tropes of those games. So in terms of just an entertaining video... I think that might be my favorite, but it's not like that makes it the funniest. You know what I mean? Like, I like it as a production, but in terms of just funniest video, I'll say the podcast.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
The Ueda's Madden never really did it for me.
Yeah, you told me that before.
I don't know. I feel like I like the concept. I don't think... We kind of made it for GDC, and I feel like we were under a time crunch and weren't able to execute it as well as we could have. Or, you know, I don't know. I just felt like we missed the mark a little bit. It kind of fell short.
I was really happy with it.
I know this is just my opinion. I'm just speaking for myself, but maybe too. I don't know. Just something about Madden. I like doing the Madden rap, but
yeah,
but other jokes about Madden
enough
is like
about Madden. Yeah,
yeah. We've kind of said everything there is
sure,
to say
I could
about
see
Madden.
That.
Another video I really liked, and I want to know what your favorite was from last year. But I think that we did really good with the Wii U Classic.
That was a good.
And that was really a big hit. That got a lot of views.
Now that one, I'm just whatever on.
See.
Yeah.
There you go. I think the only thing, the only thing about the Wii U Classic that is a bummer to me is that it's kind of, you know, just a video about a small era in time when the Super Nintendo Classic wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
And it kind of is a video of that, of the middle of the year last year. It's of that time. And so outside of that window, it loses a little punch, but... Yeah, because I was watching videos the other night, and that one is just very cinematic. There's a lot of camera movement. It's lit really well. It's acted really well, and a lot of interesting angles, and I just think we did really good. Maybe the script could have been better, but the craft was impeccable.
We wrote that in the airport in Austin, right? We're coming back, me and you wrote that coming back from RTX. Is that correct?
Yeah, you guys did, I think.
That's why Rocco doesn't really feel it.
That's why it's such a good video for us, and he doesn't like it.
Why was I not there, though?
You guys, I think we left a day early.
And you stayed an extra day.
Where, and where? I'm sorry.
Austin, Texas, for RTX.
RTX.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
And I remember I had been watching a lot of, like, short film sketch comedy on YouTube, and I thought, like, I want to tell something... I feel like it's very impactful when you have even just some semblance of a story. You make it a little bit cinematic. It goes a long way.
Yeah.
And whatever about the script and the jokes, but it got a lot of views. So I feel like the filmmaking aspect of it did improve it a little bit.
I liked our Final Fantasy video.
Which one?
All I can remember is the ending where, like, is this cool, son?
And yeah, that was not this year. That was late 2016.
That was How to Get an NES Classic.
Yeah. That one was?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the end of the year.
Oh, then last year. Sucks. We didn't have a good one.
No. We didn't have a single
video. I honestly cannot think.
You know what? You know what is the, you know, I might have to change my answer completely. I totally forgot that we did Mario Odyssey this last year. I love
Mario Odyssey was good. I'm trying to think of one that I had, like, I remember there's one I had a great time filming, but I can't think of it at this moment. So,
what was your favorite video out there, viewer? I'm talking to you. Email us, let us know, what was our best video last year?
And I know it was like, you know, I always have that feeling of, oh, I could have done more. Oh, we could have done
always,
this bigger,
I never,
better.
I never and, don't have that feeling.
Yeah, and last year, I know, like, our video output had definitely slowed. We were doing lots of version 4 stuff and whatever. So, I had wished there were more, but I thought the ones that we did, I think are pretty good. There's some that I felt like, man, if we weren't as divided on what we were working on, it could have been a lot better.
Yeah, and that's...
It was kind of a slow year
and that's
for
been tough,
sketch comedy.
Sure.
But now that we've got this new spot, all that changes.
Yeah, it really feels like a creative, like, you know, it's like a spark.
It's reinvigorating.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. This is what I'm thinking of. And this video was not a hit, but I had a blast filming Killing the Movie Industry.
Like, yeah, that, you know what? I had a great time filming
I had
that.
Such a fun time. It didn't get the most views.
No, yeah.
But I had a lot of fun filming it.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that one.
I was going to say, too, with the Wii U Classic video, too, it's not even that I think that video sucks or anything like that. But I also, I felt a little weird after it had come out, too, because it had this attitude of fuck all these console re-releases. Or at least, that's not how we actually wanted it to come across. But some people took it that way, and I don't know if that's us or... What? I don't know, but I remember thinking, like, after it came out, everyone was like, yeah, I agree, fuck the SNES Classic. I was like, I'm real excited for that, actually.
Sometimes, I say sometimes, this actually happens more often than not. People read into our videos and kind of infer a message that wasn't really there.
Sure.
And I just want to say, sometimes we're just being silly and stupid, and people will be like, I see who they're really burning in this video. Good on them. Yeah. That person's had it too. And they'll come up with this whole conspiracy theory about who we're going after or what the joke is really about. And more often than not, that's just people reading into stuff that we never intended.
Sure.
We're just being goofy and silly.
Well, sometimes we do videos that there are things to maybe kind of dig out of.
Yeah, sometimes we do, and I think people think it's all the time.
But yeah, exactly. And that, and I just, that entertains me, and I welcome people to do that if they want, but it is pretty funny that sometimes we'll just say the name of something, and it's like, aha! And it's like, no, I don't
yeah.
care. And it always reminds me of, I brought this up before, but I remember Matt Stone and Trey Parker doing their episode where, like, Chipotle made people, like, shit blood or mm-hmm. something. And they were like, that was totally just a random, you know, like...
Had to pick a restaurant.
Yeah. And then everyone's like, finally you took down fucking Chipotle! And they were like, oh yeah, I guess it's hard for us to just throw random names in sometimes
because yeah.
people go, aha, you know, it happens. So
I think that's the case with the Wii U Classic. I watched that video yesterday, actually, and yeah, there were a lot of comments like, yeah, fuck Nintendo for all these console bullshit, you know, these releases. But I don't think that really, I definitely think people were putting that in the video because
yeah.
when I watched it yesterday... Maybe. It just was, you're a guy who just will buy anything Nintendo related. It's not really so much commentary on Nintendo as a company, just you as a fan.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's hard because sometimes our videos have like the normal guy and the weird guy.
Yeah.
And I think Sean comes off as the normal guy, and with him saying stuff like, oh, Raspberry Pi, bro, some people took that as endorsement of like, yeah, don't buy these, get a Raspberry Pi. And that's like, well, no, that was your character.
Yeah, I don't think that.
But, you know, so I guess sometimes if some videos follow that formula and others don't, it's hard, but that's not what we were going for.
Yeah. And the last video that I'll talk about that I think there was a lot of negativity just in the world last year. And so I think...
No way. I don't know where you're coming from.
Believe it or not, I think that's true. But I felt like our answer to it, I thought was... Just to ignore it, but the VR makes you sick video is kind of just like, let's just ignore all this shitty things out there and make the grossest video possible.
Yeah.
And I had, that was
pretty fun.
That was pretty fun.
A lot, because a lot of people might not realize too, in addition to, you know, we talked about the output of our videos last year, but another factor, which is why we didn't have as many videos as we would have liked maybe, is also that we tried making a few that were covering really miserable topics.
We canned a couple videos.
And we bailed on them.
If you've gone to any of our panels recently, we've talked about
it. Yes.
You may have even seen a couple.
Yeah, but we, I'd say more than any other year, we bailed on more almost finished or half finished videos. And that had never happened to us at that level. And it was just because we kept trying to cover these shitty events going on and it was like that VR video with puking everywhere and all that was our like detox after that, so to speak.
Yeah, well, it really was though. It was like, hey, let's just not worry about anything else that's so negative. I'm like, this makes sense. It's gross.
We bailed on a stupid PewDiePie video and then
I think we
that.
Should have put all those videos out and let the world be the judge, but that's just me.
Let's do it. Let's put them all out in 1 week, like next week, and we'll call it Hate Week.
Hate Week.
There we
people
go.
Would
Check
love
it.
Out, I think people would love it. Some people would hate it. It's Hate Week.
It's Hate Week.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just, it gets to be, it's not that we can't do a video on a negative subject or anything, but sometimes there's so many of them it permeating the world at once that it's like, do you even want to watch this at this point? You know, it's like, it kind of hit all at once, you know, so.
Plus, you know, we're huge.
So big.
Yeah, we're so huge.
And the bigger you get, the more crazy people get about you. So, you know, when you're a high school kid and nobody's watching your videos, you can say whatever you want. You can put out any video you want. But as your audience gets bigger, you kind of have to be weary of like, some people are definitely going to take this the wrong way.
And yeah.
Yeah, you have to be a little more careful of how it's perceived.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyways, this is... I'm changing topics. I downloaded Rocket League for the Switch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, which we both, I think, realized way too late. That
yeah, that's
it was
the,
on
here's
Switch.
The thing is, like, all of a sudden I was like, I haven't gotten the Nintendo eShop, but there's no point to it, but I guess I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Wait, Rocket League is out? Why the fuck have I not heard about this? So I got it. I don't own it on any other platform.
Yeah, I
but
didn't either,
Switch.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah, and you love it?
I mean, obviously this game is fucking huge and everyone loves it. But. It just goes to my point of every single game, ever should be on the Switch. Mm-hmm. I love it being able to take it anywhere. It's so awesome. Like, yeah. It's so great. So, yeah. Check out Rocket League on the Switch, people.
I've been playing more Dragon Ball Fighters, whatever it's called.
Yeah. No, that's it.
That's it? Dragon Ball Fighters?
Yep. I know, it seems like it should be more complicated.
Yeah. But I actually was playing that all week. And I know I made a couple comments on it on the last podcast, the bowling podcast. But, you know, I have to hand it to them. The story mode got better. Once they left all that crap about souls and possessions and actually started getting into the story of, you know, Android 21 and all that stuff, it was like, okay, this is a story.
Yeah, and I said it before, but I love, as someone who watched it subtitled and loves I love the original Japanese cast, the fact that they got them all. And I think it's the woman who plays Bulma, I think that's her last performance.
Why did she die?
In that game, she just died.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that woman died recently.
Are they getting the Dragon Balls to wish her back?
That was like said at her funeral.
No way! Yeah,
they were like, I want to say it was like whoever gave the speech was like, this is a day that the Dragon Balls are useless to us or something. And they said everyone was like super choked up.
Oh, they're choked up. I thought they were like eyes rolled.
Choked up from trying not to gag.
Well, she's super. It's super beloved. I mean.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So did they bury her in a capsule core sphere?
Yeah.
That would have been, you know, it's iconic. It's beloved.
Yeah. Go all the way with it.
Put her in a capsule core spaceship and launch her into space. Put a bunch of lima beans on top of her corpse and say these are sensu beans. So she'll have enough strength to travel down Snake Way.
I don't know what that means, but I think that's exactly what they should have done.
Yep.
He agrees too. Great.
I haven't played it much since the first few days because I was just paralyzed.
Do you have a favorite character?
I really enjoy Yamcha. He's a kick in the ass. But
well, all right. Favorite team. Let's get your favorite three to play with, because you play with three.
Yeah.
You put together a team.
I really like. I like Yamcha. I really like Gohan. I'm really good with Gohan.
Adult or quick.
young Gohan. Little Gohan.
I like little Gohan too.
And I like Cell a lot.
I like Cell.
Yeah.
My team is Cell, Gotenks.
Oh, okay.
And I kind of flip between who my third character. I'm trying to find my perfect third character. I really like Fat Majin Buu.
Yeah.
He's really fun to play with.
Yeah.
I like Trunks. He's like an up-close character with his sword, and he's flipping all around. And I kind of like lately have been playing with Krillin, too. I've always got a kick out of Krillin as a character.
Well, so. I was just about to say, one thing that I did do while I was sick, because I was laying in the same place for days.
Yeah.
I barged it through a ton of... I am not caught up on Dragon Ball Super that has been airing in Japan. I'm so far behind, and I hadn't seen... So the first stretch of episodes in the show are just retellings of the movies that came out. And they, you know, they're whatever. But then there's this whole arc where, like, Trunks comes back. Like, future Trunks. Just like in the Cell Saga and stuff like that. Well, I hadn't seen any of that. So I barged the entire thing while I was sick. And so now I'm up to date on some of the characters that are in this game.
Yeah,
now.
Like Hit.
Hit, I had seen. Hit is this guy in this tournament.
I don't know who Hit is.
Hit is badass. But Goku Black, that dude's a bastard. Oh.
He's a character? I thought that was like one of the clones or something from the story mode.
No, Goku Black is the villain of this arc that I just watched. And he is a bastard. Ooh,
literally, so, no dad. Who's Goku's dad?
No, Goku's dad was Bardock. Saying.
Who's Goku's mom?
They just showed her for the first time in some manga recently. I don't know her name.
Bardette.
But they finally showed her.
All right. Well, anyway. We've talked about Dragon Ball, so now we're going to hand it over to Sean.
Oh, thank God.
Sean, I know you're dying to talk about the Super Bowl. Go nuts.
Here's the thing I want to say about the Super Bowl. Thank you, Derek. I honestly didn't care, as I said. I mean, I watched a couple of things.
This is the first year I've watched the Super Bowl live in maybe like a decade. Because I was just laying.
I checked out. I went to the zoo yesterday.
I went to SeaWorld yesterday. How about that?
Oh, and you still got the Super Bowl in.
Yeah, I mean, I missed most of it, but I didn't care. Justin Timberlake's halftime show was terrible. I thought it sucked.
Let's talk about that for a little while.
Kind of a fart in the wind.
Okay, here's the thing. Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga, yeah. Beyonce,
yeah.
Coldplay.
Yeah.
I feel like the NFL and all of American culture in general is just becoming more and more irrelevant. From after I watched the Grammys and now we watched the Super Bowl, I just think this isn't cool. I don't know. I like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I got nothing.
But that's here's
good
the thing.
Actor, writes good music, but his prime was a decade ago.
Yeah.
And
he's got a new thing out.
Are we fucking advertising his new album?
You know what though? Emma loves him.
Really?
I didn't think that young girls cared, but all of her friends love Justin Timberlake. Everyone. And
yeah, Branch.
All of them.
Branch from Trolls. Yeah, I get it.
All of them said that they were bored yesterday.
I
don't know what it was. It was pointless. It was nothing, and you wasted my time.
Yeah.
And the whole reason why, remember, they went to The Who for a while because of Justin Timberlake exposing Janet Jackson.
Yeah, and see, I was hoping for something like that. Pull his dick out.
Yeah, we went back. Yeah, and now I don't know.
Why didn't we see a nut? I could have sneezed on it.
I thought I didn't care about the commercials. I mean, I'm past that point in my life.
No,
I care about this
shit. There are a couple. I thought they did a good job.
Sure, but again, I don't give a shit. But okay. One of them, I was like, that is fucking crazy, and it was for Cloverfield. I don't fucking know. What is it called? Cloverfield something.
The Cloverfield Paradox.
The Cloverfield Paradox.
I hear that's on Netflix now.
Right. Which, that's the point I'm trying to make, is that you showed one commercial for something that no one knew existed.
Yep.
And you said, and by the way, it's going to be out after this game. Whoa.
That was a cool move.
That's fucking badass. And that's so cool.
And you know what? As soon as the game ended, I watched it. And it was fun. I don't know what I would have thought of that movie outside of that context. I think they played it very well.
Okay.
Because it was it was a direct-to-video sci-fi movie.
Okay.
But that being said, I thought that was so cool.
Wait, you're gonna get it.
It materialized out of nowhere.
Right.
And I went, fuck it. Watched it. And I was like, huh, that didn't exist when I woke up this morning.
Yeah,
and now it does.
Yeah, if that movie had been hyped up or put in theaters, probably wouldn't worked.
Right.
But in that context, that was neat. I thought that was cool. Yes. I enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed it in that context.
So I read that Super Bowl viewership was down almost 10% from last year.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it's continuing a trend of people watching the Super Bowl less and less and less. Their viewership is going down. They don't know what the F to do about it.
Well, I think you just don't care about all this shit, but I think football is just, they fucked themselves. The league is terrible.
Yeah.
They're abandoning cities. I mean, I think that...
How do you abandon a city?
They don't have a great image right now.
I know the Chargers left San Diego, but...
The Chargers left San Diego, the Rams left St. Louis, and the Raiders are now leaving Oakland to go to Las Vegas.
And these are big markets, too.
And right? I feel like everyone, if you're kind of on the edge of whether you live in that city or not, you're like, oh, they just pack up and leave after 56 years. Fuck this. I think a lot of people are kind of checking out a little bit. And the concussions thing, there's a lot of things that are just piling up that I think that, I don't know.
Well, my solution, you need a better halftime show.
I'm with you.
Justin Timberlake ain't cutting it. Here are my suggestions, and I want to start a petition.
Okay.
Get Iron Maiden to play a halftime show for the fucking Super Bowl.
That would be cool.
No more. Look, if Iron Maiden was playing the halftime show for the Super Bowl, I would watch the Super Bowl. If Black Sabbath was playing,
that would be sick.
But here's the thing.
Or even I'll settle for Paul McCartney.
Okay? He did it already, though.
But here's the thing. With any of those, because I brought that up, too. I'm like, has Metallica ever done halftime?
No.
No, and I remember my dad or somebody was like, it's not mainstream enough. Okay, but here's the thing is, what worked about, there were big ones in the past that were a big flash because they would, you know, remember Aerosmith did one?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't give a shit about Aerosmith. But then it's like, they had like four other artists got involved. Oh shit, he's mashing up with this. Oh, he's, okay, whatever. So like, do, like, okay, Justin Timberlake, do your fucking halftime show. But then Iron Maiden shows up, and then the Prince hologram.
Here's the thing.
Commits to it, and then
to come back at your dad's argument, not mainstream enough. Okay.
Well, it's not like he doesn't want to see them.
No, sure. And I understand, but check it. Hear me out. The Super Bowl is mainstream. Yeah. You have the mainstream audience. You're not getting any more of the mainstream audience.
Yeah.
You need to attract a different audience.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden plays to 85,000 people just their concert.
And that's what I was going
to
say.
You will get Iron Maiden fans to watch the Super Bowl. They're not going to tune in for Justin Timberlake.
I think it was someone, I think it was like Nikki Six on Twitter. Who did Nikki Six even play for?
Motley Crue.
It was a Motley Crue. But he wrote on Twitter the other day, he had some tweet and he's like, yeah, you know, when I talk about playing the Super Bowl, people laugh at me. People think that sounds stupid, but I just keep going to rock shows that fill arenas.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I don't know, like, where are these people coming from?
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Right. I mean, I hate Motley Crue, but he's right.
Yeah, you know, when Motley Crue's right, you gotta admit they're right. No, but you know what I mean?
The crew is right, the crew is right.
He's like, I keep seeing, I don't know, Metallica plays, it fills a Super Bowl-sized arena. And
that's what I'm saying.
I keep seeing that, and people tell me it's not relevant.
Yeah, and I feel like some of those people are football fans. A lot of them may not be. They'll tune into the Super Bowl to watch Metallica.
I can tell you there are a lot of people in my family that would go to all of those rock shows, and yeah, during the Super Bowl it was like, oh, this halftime thing, let's eat.
And but
you know,
even
it was like,
I'm always open to give the people a chance, like, yeah. Hey, you know what, yeah, I'm here, I guess, show me what you got.
Yeah.
And I felt like even when was it Beyonce came out and then Missy Elliott came out?
Yeah.
And that was, that ruled.
That was
which
cool.
I was
yeah.
not ready to
yeah,
like
I
that.
Yeah, I didn't care about Katy Perry's thing at all to that point.
That was Katy Perry, that's right.
Yeah.
And, but then and I was like,
that was awesome.
That was, okay, that was kind of cool.
That was because it was unexpected.
Right, right. But you don't need someone to come out, but I'm saying you give me your best right now because I'm here and I'll watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I felt like what I saw with him is like, this is, are you even singing? Like, he was just like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Super Bowl selfie with this like, fucking awkward kid. And it's like, I don't care about any of this. Just, like,
yeah,
this
like
sucks.
I said, I the best descriptor I can find is fart in the wind.
Yeah.
Bring back the Daft Punk pyramid.
Just have Daft Punk do it.
So one last thing I want to talk about with sports. And this
all
is
right.
a big deal
last thing
for
ever
me.
For the rest of your life.
Okay. So the Olympics are in a week. They start Thursday, actually. And then Friday's opening ceremonies. And I'm very excited. And I made a dumb joke on Twitter. Doesn't matter. The point is that our fan Matthew, who, I mean, he's gone to game days. We've seen all of Comic-Con. We know this guy. He's awesome. He brought some note to my attention that I never considered, and now it's my goal in life. And it's he wants to be a torchbearer for when they're in LA in 2028.
Whoa.
Which I realized, like, well, I could totally fucking do that. Wait a minute, like, you might, there's like, you know, 12,000 torchbearers. Why can't I do it? Plus, I found out you can buy the torch after you use it and have it forever.
What?
Yeah, I know. So my new mission in life in the 2020 Olympics is to be a torchbearer for half a mile. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make my statement right here, right now. In one decade, you will see me carrying the torch wearing that dumb tracksuit you have to wear.
This is going to be so sad if you passed away by then.
All right, if Sean is not alive, I'll do the torch.
Thank you,
in
Derek.
His honor.
Okay, cool.
And I will dress like Sean.
Okay, cool.
I will put on these jeans ripped up knees.
Yeah.
I'll get some Converse, baseball t-shirt, Padres hat.
Perfect.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it ain't going to be me. I am not interested.
Okay.
Or I will be dead. Either
oh,
way.
Oh, my God.
I will not be doing it.
They said that you have to be a volunteer and do a lot of volunteer work.
Okay.
You have to be.
Well, Rocco's out.
I'm out.
Yeah, an old Olympian, like an athlete who is no longer an athlete.
Well, I'm out.
Or a celebrity. And I thought, well,
oh, you got
I'm not a celebrity.
No, you will be.
Really? But maybe in a decade, Maybe.
Why do we give celebrities precedent over anybody else who's like,
I don't know.
I'm a heart surgeon. I've saved 1,000 people's lives.
Yeah,
but you never were in a movie.
So you
Sorry.
Can't carry this torch.
You don't get to carry the torch. You're not important.
I don't know. But the point is I got to get more famous within this decade to be able to do this.
Who's the least famous celebrity who's done it?
I have no idea.
We'll have to look that up.
I have no idea, yeah. But
would Eric the Midget count if he was still alive? Could Eric the Midget do it?
I feel like, yeah. I feel like he could have.
Strap it to his chair?
Yeah. So I don't know who to contact, and I'd probably – I mean, it's so far away at this point that I'm sure there's, like, not – this isn't even a thought in their mind right now. But
yeah.
I'm just saying that I'm gonna work this. This is going to happen for me. So good. That's it. That's
hey, I'm rooting for you.
Thank
that's,
you.
You know what? Put that out there. The universe will return.
That's right. That's right.
I believe in you.
Thank
it's going to happen. I can see it happening right now.
Like,
oh, my God.
Being
so
an
beautiful.
Olympian, obviously, it's never going to happen. But doing this, I have a shot. So here we go.
I could be an Olympian if I wanted to. I always thought I could do like that shot put or something. You know,
there are definitely sports that don't take like physical skill.
Yeah.
Or physical prowess. It's more of skill.
Curling.
But that's kind of like the bowling of winter, and we know how Rocco is with bowling.
Fuck bowling.
Archery. I feel like you could, you know.
If there's any sport you have a shot at, it'd
be
archery.
What? Fuck it. I'm out of the Olympics.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm not feeling it.
Last of Us isn't an Olympic sport, so.
They do like glutton bowl or anything?
No, I don't
they
think
do.
So.
I don't know
do they do
the
Christmas
Olympics.
Cash shit?
They just added skateboarding and surfing.
Did they? That doesn't.
They added skateboarding.
That's in the wrong direction.
They did.
No, they did. We need to bring it back into competitive.
Can you imagine? Like, I mean, I don't care, but imagine like being Tony Hawk. Like, oh man, now like I would have won the gold for sure.
Yeah, totally. Tony Hawk's probably like, you motherfucker.
I would have definitely won.
I just feel like that's such an American sport. Okay, I don't want to sound racist.
Uh oh.
Great start.
I don't want to sound racist, but
me neither.
How great are the skateboarders from like Kuwait and Iraq and you know like?
Hey, but
there's got to be all these countries where skateboarding just isn't a thing.
Look at the Jamaican bobsled team. I mean, you could do it.
Yeah,
like
you can do it.
Of all the sports from all over the world, it seems a little fishy to me that one that was created and popularized in America is added to the Olympics.
But you know, if you watch the X Games, they have the country that they're associated with, and there are like.
Okay.
Hundreds of countries
right.
out there.
Well, then I'm a racist. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. It did originate in America, I believe. So
it did.
You're not racist in saying that. But, you know, I'm just saying that I think that it has caught on, and I think that that is a sport that is all over the world now.
What is – isn't there some sport that, you know, is popular in the Middle East that we can add to the Olympics?
I don't – well, I wouldn't know, but I'm sure there is.
You know, like what are they – like skating down the pyramids, sand surfing or whatever. I don't know. No. I'm just making this up, so I'm not familiar with the sports. That's my question.
The pyramids are made of sand, right?
You tell me.
Have confirmation on that? They are? Cool. Yeah.
Anyways, I smell a conspiracy.
They don't have any competitive eating or anything? They eat a hoagie in an hour or something?
No, that's on the 4th of July at the Nathan's Pier thing. That's like hot dogs.
Add that to the Olympics. They do it every year. Just like the Olympics.
If they did have a competitive eating at the Olympics,
dude,
that'd be cool.
I'd be
yo.
Olympian.
You couldn't even beat Doc Ryan at the Christmas.
That's
fast.
A good point,
yeah,
Derek.
You lost the qualifying
point.
Round.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but
and that's
not...
against Doc Ryan.
Yeah, he's not even a professional.
He's no Joey Chestnut.
He's no Kobayashi.
That's all the eaters I know is those two, so I can't.
No, I would train. I'd be ready.
Hey, I want to give a shout out. Actually, it's not a shout out. It's a recommendation. Mm. Shout out to this new show I watched. You guys are real funny. I think you guys should check this out. It's a show on Netflix called Lookalikes. I started watching this show. I think it's really funny.
Is it an original or is it from
I think it's from BBC.
Okay.
I would describe it as the Bizarro Office. Okay, so the premise of Lookalikes, it's a workplace mockumentary, just like The Office was. Mm. It's about a guy who is a David Beckham lookalike, and he runs a failing celebrity lookalike.
Oh, okay. I think I heard about that.
Agency.
Yeah.
The thing is, kind of like his number one guy is a Ricky Gervais / David Brent lookalike. Who acts like David Brent from the British Office.
Okay.
That's a funny premise.
So it seriously is like a bizarro office. They're doing office type shit in this show.
Okay.
But I don't know. It was really funny. There's an episode with a Robert De Niro lookalike. And the thing is, the lookalikes, they look really good. They have a guy who looks just like Gordon Ramsay. They have a guy who I am not convinced is not the real Colin Farrell. Huh. I think Colin Farrell might actually be on this show.
That would be a funny premise if they get the person to play themselves.
Yeah. But it's really funny. Like, Gordon Ramsay is really, like, meek and, like, not assertive at all.
Right.
And I don't know. I think it's a great show. I watched the first few episodes, so I'm giving it a recommendation. It's real short. The episodes are, like, 18 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
Check it out. I think it's funny. Lookalikes on Netflix.
Awesome. I will check that out. I was thinking the other day that it boggles my mind that Rocco has not watched Next Generation.
Star Trek?
Yes.
Star Trek? I mean, I've seen a lot of
No. But I think you...
For a guy who's all about, like, consistency and...
Yeah.
Overarching story
and
callbacks.
I think that it's a crime that he hasn't sat down. I think you should sit down and just start from the beginning, which isn't the best, but sure. It gets better. Like, and
yeah,
watch
okay.
it.
No, but here's the thing.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
The first season sucks, but
yeah.
Rocco,
yeah.
You would love that later on they call back to the shitty first season episodes.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
And there's a super famous episode later on where they go through like a wormhole
yeah.
and they go to like an alternate dimension where these characters that died in season one are like back on the ship. And it's like, holy fuck. Like,
yeah.
Those were like throwaway shitty episodes, and now it's like
yeah.
brought back into this whole meta, like really important event. Like,
man, well, let me just say that is my favorite type of shit, and I just want to give some credit because that arc of Dragon Ball episodes that I watched,
yeah,
pulled some shit out. I mean, I'm talking shit from the original Dragon Ball got fucking pulled back into continuity. And it was like, this is the shit I live for. Oh
yeah,
my god,
that's cool.
I've been in the mood for
something.
Go ahead.
I'm just gonna say, to get Rocco to watch something is nearly impossible. I think
is it?
Yes, Rocco. You've had my copy of American Movie for so long.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I've asked you to watch it.
I just forgot.
Well, no, but not even that. But before I said you should watch this movie like years ago, and he hasn't watched it. It's really hard to get you to watch something, so
I don't... it's not that I don't want to. I just I have a backlog of stuff, and I forget.
I know, but
every time I come
into
the office,
stuff.
You're watching the same episodes of Power Rangers.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You've revisited that series
so
many times.
So I'm saying no more of revisiting stuff. It's time to start with new. Watch American Movie, give it back to me, and then watch Star Trek, The Next Generation.
If I'm watching shit at work...
I was just kidding.
Oh, yeah. But to that point, though, if I'm watching shit at work, it is usually stuff that I can watch and not really pay attention. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to watch something good and not, and like, I missed half of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes I will revisit old Power Rangers or fucking Full House or some dumb shit. And it's like, oh, I don't need to, doesn't matter. I can work on this, you know. But Next Generation, yeah, I'd seen tons of it. Just that was always my official sick day show.
Right.
I didn't watch it when I was sick this time, but when I was in school, I used to always watch that. But no, I know it's great. I just need to.
That's not a bad idea.
Honestly, there's nothing. Leftovers is over. Twin Peaks is over. All these shows that I liked are over. So I was thinking like, nothing really. When I was working on a bunch of different bullshit. I watched all of The Walking Dead.
Right.
Just because, hey, fuck it, it's here. So
right.
I should make the time to
you
do that.
You should.
For next year.
Great show.
But anyway.
Cool. All right. Well, we're just about at an hour. Final thoughts? Jerry Springer style, final thoughts?
Yes. Thank you, for everyone, for sitting tight while we made this crazy move. It was...
Yeah.
I've never worked harder or more in my entire life, honestly, than I have since, honestly, Black Friday. So I'm so excited to finally show this place off, and we can make so many awesome things. This is gonna be great for us. So thank you for sitting tight while we got things in order. Got a little more work to do here, but I think we're ready to start filming videos really soon. So I'm stoked.
Yeah, we got a couple great videos planned. Stuff that I think is gonna be really popular with our fans. So sit tight. And we'll be delivering some top tier quality entertainment very soon.
Yeah, thank you guys for again sticking around through all the weird kind of vague things happening, and also too, again, the saving grace, the one thing that we were able to put out during all of this chaos was the 2 week long MLK stream, which we're still putting highlights on our archive channel. It's only finally now coming to an end, but as I said before, in case you haven't subscribed, go to our archives channel, youtube.com/mega64archives, and get on there because there's been some fun stuff on there. The three-part barbecue debate between me and Kevin is finally all uploaded.
Wow.
I know some people were scared that would finish or conclude, but it's up. The complete road trip from San Diego to LA is now there. And just today...
That sounds safe.
Well, it's a simulation.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And then today I will be uploading. I know a lot of people were worried it wouldn't go up, but today I will be putting up Martin Luther King Final Anime Rave.
Great.
Cool. Right.
So, yeah.
Hey, let's plug all our stuff. The archive channel.
Yeah.
So the shop.mega64. We're going to be having some new merchandise available very soon.
We should say... mentioned this the other day, but you know, there were a few final people waiting on pre-ordered stuff
A
while back.
Black Friday.
Yeah. And we told everyone there was stuff we wanted to make better. Well, it's been made better, and we're going to have all that in hand very shortly.
Yeah. So we will start shipping out as soon as we can.
Yeah, they're about to start probably around the time you see this. The gears are getting going, and you'll start.
We're all revved up, ready to go. So you will get an email letting you know when we process that order, and then. So thank you for the patience. It was worth the wait. I promise you. So.
Yeah, and you'll get a little bonus treat from us, and as a thank you, and we appreciate your patience. It was worth the wait. I think you will believe.
Yep.
But soon, we should put some items on our store very soon, too. So keep an eye on shop.mega64.
We got a lot of new designs in the works, so they'll be hitting the shop real soon. And as always, check out our Patreon. Thank you to our supporters. It's with your support, the internet soldiers out there. You've been able to...
That we're here, honestly.
Make this happen. Take us to the next level. And you're going to be seeing the benefits of all your support real soon with our new videos coming out from this studio. So thank you guys.
Speaking of which, just put out on our Patreon a new friend dimension where we play the Jackbox Party Pack.
Oh, yeah.
I think. And we play a couple different games. It's like an extra long episode. It's like 40-something minutes or something of playing that. And I think we play TKO and I don't remember the name of the other one.
It was a murder death party, murder trivia party.
No, Faking It.
Faking it.
Oh, that's man. What it was. That game makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you want to feel uncomfortable, subscribe to our Patreon.
Just a buck.
And all you have to give is at least a buck, and you can watch all of that stuff and more. So
thank you.
Cool. Keep an eye out.
Yeah, and thanks for watching.
And we'll see you with I think it'll be a real podcast, like live and everything, next week. I think.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
We don't have the internet here yet.
We don't have the internet.
That's why this isn't edited. Yeah. But it should be here within the week. So very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it for now. I hope I wasn't too incoherent. I haven't sat up and talked in a very long time. So,
well, you did a great
job. I gave my
good
best.
Good job, Rocco.
Yeah. Thank you.
And thank you for watching.
Bye.